To Gaza now, where despite the US Secretary of State suggesting that there has been some progress in securing a truce between Israel and Hamas, the violence is continuing. More than 700 people, almost all of them Palestinians, have been killed in the 16 days of fighting so far, and thousands more have been injured. Overnight, the United Nations launched an inquiry into human rights violations, but the political leader of Hamas is making it a condition of any ceasefire that Israel and Egypt lift their blockades of the Gaza Strip. Barney Porter has the latest.
In the latest round of shuttle diplomacy, the US Secretary of State John Kerry has held talks with the Palestinian President, the UN Secretary General, and the Israeli Prime Minister.
We will continue to push for this ceasefire, and I can tell you that we have, in the last 24 hours, made some progress in moving towards that goal.
He later returned to Egypt, which shares a border with Gaza and has mediated with Hamas. The group's political leader, Khaled Mashal, has called for a temporary truce to allow humanitarian relief into Gaza. But he's also said a more permanent ceasefire would only come about after Israel ended its siege.
What are our demands? They are lawful demands. They've been presented to all the parties, the Turks, the Qataris, the Egyptians, the Americans, Mahmoud Abbas. We have presented our demands to all, and whoever is able to have them realized is welcome. I reiterate, it's time for the siege to be lifted.
The British Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, has hinted he also believes a broader agreement on long-term issues must be considered.
The ceasefire alone is not enough. We have to move forward to a lasting solution which will allow the Palestinian people to live in peace and the Israeli people to live in security.
Around 700 Palestinians, mostly civilians, have now died in the fighting, while the Israeli toll stands at more than 30, most of them soldiers. Christian Roos-Smith is a professor of international relations at the University of Queensland. He recently travelled to the region as part of an international delegation of academics and met senior Palestinian and Israeli officials. He says Hamas's political and economic position in Gaza is central to any resolution of the crisis.
The Egyptians have closed off the tunnels that are going from Egypt into Gaza, and that's stopped a lot of the black market movement of goods, which Hamas was taxing in order to generate an income to fund its activities within Gaza. Now, that's been choked off, which has really strangulated Hamas's political power in Gaza. And I think the escalation of conflict, the kidnapping of the three kids, and then the conflict that's followed that, has all been part of Hamas reasserting its political position. So I think the crucial thing is going to be the calculations that Hamas makes about the degree to which continuing the conflict is in fact enhancing its political position, and what it can get out of the Israelis by way of negotiations under those conditions of conflict.
Just this morning we've heard the Hamas political leader Khaled Mashal. He's called for a temporary truce, but not until the siege of Gaza is lifted. That's right. Not likely to happen.
No, I think particularly in terms of what they mean by that. For example, one example of this is that the Israelis are not allowing any concrete into Gaza. Because concrete's been used in the tunnels. Now, what that means is that that's crippled the construction industry in Gaza, 40,000 people out of work. So there's been the siege is very much an economic siege, and that has profound political effects for Hamas.
What you're suggesting is, despite a reinvigorated, if you like, international push for some sort of ceasefire, that's irrelevant. It's not going to happen until Hamas is able to get a stronger political footing.
Or Hamas's position is so weakened by the military attacks. And that's what Israel is gambling on, is that Hamas is so weakened that they're forced to accept terms that are not the ones that they're asking for now.
So we're likely to see more fighting in the short term.
I think there will be more fighting. I think that's almost certain at the moment.
In another development overnight, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, condemned the indiscriminate Islamist rocket fire out of Gaza into Israel. She also said there was a strong possibility that Israel was committing war crimes in Gaza and that the world body would launch an inquiry into all alleged violations. Israel has denied any wrongdoing, with the Justice Minister, Zippy Livni, replying to the claim on her Facebook page with the words, "Get lost."
Barney Porter.